knowing the opponent, divisional opponent, does that only help in these quick turnaround games?
Yeah, you know, I think it does. Playing them just a couple of weeks ago, that games and that plan that we had before and what they did against us, I think is still somewhat fresh. So, I think one of the things that also helps is we've got a veteran team and guys that have been around here for a long time and understand our offensive system really well. And I think that helps when you have a short week.
Matt, you have an incredible record here at home. How much does that help playing a team like New Orleans?
Yeah, I think anytime you play at home, you know, it certainly helps. Our fans have given unbelievable support, and that's been awesome. And it's a place where we feel comfortable and we've played well. So I think that helps us.
Personally, you had a great game against them. Did you do anything different this time around?
Yeah, you know what? I think the last time we played them, we fell short a little bit in the red zone. And I think, for us, I think playing against New Orleans, it's imperative that when you have your opportunities in that part of the field, you have to take advantage of that and score a touchdown. So I think that's something I can do better and we can do better as a team.
Being able to clinch a division this early, it's got to be satisfying to know you have that opportunity.
Yeah, you know, it's not something I think about or worry about. I think, you know, we're at a point in the season. We've got 5 games left. We just need to focus on trying to take care of business week to week. And we'll look up at the end of the year and hopefully like where we're at.
Dick, who was telling me or us that your level energy always wants to, should be here, but against the Saints in some period. But do you feel that there's something different about this game?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's any time you're in division. They always have just a little bit different feel to them. And it's, you know, this has been an organization, the Saints, that, you know, have been at a high level since I've been in the NFL. And so we need to play our best, and that's what we need to focus on. But I think everybody's energy will be where it needs to be.
Can you pinpoint any one reason why they've had the success over you guys they've had in the last 2 or 3 years?
I think multiple reasons. But specifically, you know, this year I think offensively we just need to do a better job when we get into the red zone. We know they're a very good offense that's opportunistic. I think they're at the top of the league in their red zone touchdown percentage, and we need to do a better job of that.
Defensively, they've improved. What have they done differently?
You know what? I think they've done a great job in terms of their pressure package. I think Steve Spagnuolo does a good job in creating good matchups for them. They've created turnovers. Turnovers are huge. And they've been opportunistic when they've had chances. And I think that's that's why they're playing well.
Is there anything positive about having a short week, Matt, going against them?
Not on the front end. on the back end, there's some positives to it where you get some time off. But it's just, you know, it's one of those things. We've done it before. We understand what it takes to get yourself prepared on a short week. And your focus, your mental focus has to be, you know, better than it is during a regular week, because you're not going to have the same amount of reps physically that you usually get. So I think everybody's focus has been really good so far this week, and it needs to stay that way.
What does Drew Brees do better than you?
Oh, man, hopefully not much, you know, this Thursday. But he's one of the great players in the league, that's for sure. And he does a lot of things really well. He's a great player.
You guys have had a great season so far. What's been the main cause of that?
You know what? I think there's a lot of reasons we are where we are right now. I think, you know, the chemistry in the locker room is really good, and I think all 3 phases of our team stepping up at different times throughout the season, you know, has helped. And it's, you know, been week to week. Our defense has won some games for us. Our special teams has been pretty consistent and done a great job for us all year. And offensively, we've had some games where we've scored points when we needed to. And I think good teams do that.
Positive was gained from losing to them?
No real positives, I think, come from losses. But, you know, I think
do you refocus?
I think so. I think that's one of those things. After we've done a great job here, and Coach Smith has done a great job here after losses of, stopping that streak at 1 and you know, following that up with a win. And I think that's important. And so, in a way, I think, guys' focus was probably a little bit better after that loss.
As much a rival as they are of yours, you win this game against them, you put a dagger in them. Does that have any more incentive?
Not really. I don't think you can worry about what other people have going on. We have enough we have enough issues ourselves, and we have enough things to worry about on our own. And, you know, our focus needs to be on that.